Jose Campos is a local immigration attorney in Allentown. He says the virus is hitting the Latino community hard. Nearly every day, he hears about someone else who's tested positive.
And when one person gets it, the entire household gets it, almost in every case. And a lot of times they're afraid even to go to the hospital, so they just tough it out at home. It's a very scary situation.
City Councilwoman Cynthia Mota says she's hearing the same from her constituents in Allentown. She says she talked to a family of five that all contracted the virus, but they told her they didn't feel safe going to the hospital.
Some of them don't have documents. They are undocumented. And it's kind of hard, you know, when you have any kind of sickness to go to the hospital because you do not know if they're going to call immigration on you. And that's where the fear, you know, stem from.
Yaneris La Guardia, an Allentown notary who serves the Latino community, says at least four of her clients have died from coronavirus, including an undocumented resident.
Bueno, afectado, yo te diría que clientes fallecidos tengo cuatro.
Well, of those who are infected, I'll tell you that of my client base, four of my clients have died. Of those who have tested positive, I have many, many clients.
La Guardia says many of her clients have warehouse jobs. They haven't stopped working since the pandemic began, because state guidelines consider them essential workers. She has an elderly client who says he contracted the virus from his wife, a warehouse worker. He did go to the hospital for treatment, and now he's recovered. But for the most part, La Guardia says people who get sick from coronavirus are treating it at home with traditional remedies like hot tea and lemon. Dr. Tim Daly is the medical director for Neighborhood Health Centers of the Lehigh Valley, a clinic in the heart of Allentown's Latino community. Daly says the fear of deportation is real.
So I think that that's a theme that we have seen within the last 3 to 4 years, certainly, that uninsured patients who may be undocumented immigrants really waited, not gone to the ER when they may have otherwise.
Daly says that mild cases should be managed at home under quarantine, but
if somebody's dealing with symptoms like respiratory distress or difficulty breathing, those patients should definitely be seeking emergency and hospital care. Without, you know, close monitoring, those people could easily be at risk for going into respiratory distress or pulmonary failure at home.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is opening 8 community clinics this week in Allentown to try to increase access to care for people without health insurance. Patients will be eligible for a sliding fee discount, including the undocumented community. Councilwoman Mota wants people to know they can go to the hospital without fear of being deported.
It doesn't matter if you are, you know, if you have documents or if you are undocumented, they still will help you. So the help is there. But the reality is, this is a population that have been lied to, you know, for so many years, and the lack of trust is there.
But apart from the issue of trust, public health officials say housing inequality, working conditions, and poverty are at the root of disparate health outcomes for the Latino community. Genesis Ortega, WLVR News.